opening statement, and I've
responded. I have not had an opportunity to respond at all, especially to your statements of what we think, because no one over here thinks that.
That exchange on Capitol Hill as Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee on Thursday demanded Adam Schiff step down as chairman over the California Democrats' repeated claims to have evidence of the president working with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. More than a million private wells are at risk due to massive flooding across the Midwest. Groundwater in 10 states is threatened by bacteria and industrial contamination that was picked up by floodwaters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit? No worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines, guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. 1 new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
A bus driver is hailed as a hero after a man went on a shooting rampage in Seattle. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
In Seattle, police say 2 people were killed and 2 were injured when a man opened fire on vehicles, including a bus.
The guy gets up and then he pulls out his gun and he just started walking north on Sandpoint Way here and trying to stop cars. You know, he's just walking straight up to him with the gun in his hand.
Police arrested the suspect after a brief standoff. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
4 groups are being shut down by the Federal Trade Commission that they say is responsible for billions of robocalls. The FTC says the group pitched a variety of services from auto warranties and debt relief to home security systems, fake charities, and helping improve Google search results. The FTC said in a release the agency brought dozens of cases targeting illegal robocalls. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Immigration authorities are expressing alarm about the growing number of migrants crossing the southern border. Federal agents apprehended more than 4,000 people crossing the border each of the last 2 days, the highest total in 15 years. That's according to a senior Customs and Border Protection agent. Hector Garza tells Fox News these people trying to cross the border illegally, they have nothing to lose.
If you live in a poor country like Central America and you make your way to the United States and you know that you're going to be guaranteed release into the United States where you'll be able to steal somebody's identity and then be able to work, why would these people come? That's why Congress needs to get serious about this, and they have to make sure that they change the laws so that people are not encouraged to come into the United States. And quite frankly, we just need to discourage illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. Stop rewarding illegal immigration.
Garza reminds us.
So think about it. Out of those 100,000 that are going to be coming in the month of March, 90% are being released into the communities. Mm-hmm. Now, our American people are impacted and our communities are impacted because all these people do come with criminal records from their countries. A lot of these people do commit dangerous crimes. A lot of these people do bring serious diseases into our community. As a matter of fact, we have been dealing with a lot of diseases in our processing centers. Just last week in Laredo, we encountered a family that was infested with fleas and we had to send them to the hospital. We've been seeing chicken pox. We've been seeing fevers. And like Commissioner McAleena said, it's just a matter of time until the tragedy does occur in one of our processing centers. And seriously, Congress needs to stop playing politics. They need to make sure that they pass laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression. Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone. It is the one, the only Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have you tuned in to the program. People, it's not my fault. It's not. I'm getting yelled at. You guys are sending me emails. I don't have control over individual stations. I don't. If I get preempted due to basketball, I get preempted due to basketball. Nothing I can do. Oh, man, I had a litany of people yelling at me last week because of, I guess, conference championship games and I wasn't on. Listen, I don't charge a dime for my podcast. If you miss the program, you can go right to our website and sign up. You can go to iTunes, Google Play. We make it available. Hey, we're back in March Madness time, so I'm probably going to be preempted here, there, and everywhere again. It is what it is. Anyway, a lot of emails and phone calls this past week as well. People, I'm happy to see people are starting to wake up and question some of the things that they're starting to see. And I've talked about the investment con artists, the crooks out there and their wares and how they've gone about doing things. And, there's a lot being sold out there, a lot of garbage. We've often talked about, back in the day, we're doing a lot in regards to annuity con artists out there, selling all sorts of garbage annuities to senior citizens. They'd hold their little free dinner scaminars. They wrote a column about some of the ridiculous designations that these con artists would give themselves. Certified senior advisor. Wealth management expert. There's so many of them out there, and they're all Cracker Jack box designations. And they're there to sell you something. Snake oil in one way, shape, matter, or form. I'm seeing a lot of commercials on TV as like, you still get the gold commercials that are here, there, and everywhere. But also for reverse mortgages. All over the airwaves talking to senior citizens about whether or not they should get a reverse mortgage and all sorts of good stuff. We try to tell people, it's something, let me put it this way. It's something that my clients do not have to engage in. Why? Because they're prepared. My clients are prepared. Listen, I wasn't that great of a Boy Scout. I really wasn't. I wasn't that great of a Boy Scout. Cub Scouts I enjoyed. Boy Scouts I didn't care for that much. You know, the whole knot thing, all that stuff. I wasn't that great of a Boy Scout. I didn't do it for that long. But I do remember the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. And that stuck with me. Why my clients are not taking out reverse mortgages is because they are prepared. What is a reverse mortgage? Well, it's a way that you can take equity out of your house. You can take equity out of your home. You can do it in monthly installments. You can do it in lines of credit. You can do it in a lump sum. Over time, obviously, the balance grows. And then when you die, the home is sold, and then the loan is paid off. Now, they never tell you how much the reverse mortgage brokers make when they sell these things. The fees are upwards of 10%. I kid you not. For a $100,000 loan, reverse mortgage loan on a $200,000 home, the fees are going to exceed $10,000. And they just wrap it into the loan. However, it's a tool that many senior citizens have to utilize because they're not prepared. And they're faced with something, whether it be medical bills, whether it be they come to the realization that the home that they've lived in for so many years, they can't afford. They can't afford the upkeep. They can't afford the taxes. Something goes wrong on the roof and it needs to be repaired and it completely blows their budget out. These are some of the things that we try to work our clients through and explain to them to expect the unexpected. It goes along with the fact that, again, senior citizens, you're living longer, you're living healthier lives. All the younger people listening to the program, this is stuff that you've got to understand as well. Certain decisions are going to have to be made. We've had conversations. Said, well, listen, you know, you got to take a look. You've lived in this home for, let's say, 30 years. The home is paid for. Home's paid for. Well, the loan is paid off. You own the home. But you really don't own the home because you have to, I'm smart, you're going to continue to pay for the insurance on the home. And, of course, you got to pay your taxes. That's a bill that has to be paid. And is the home getting a little bit older? And is that what happens if the central air goes? What happens if there's a problem with the roof? Are you going to be able to handle all of the things that are involved with this? And this is why states like Florida are doing so well. People are saying, you know what, enough is enough, and they're moving down there. They have various different communities and places where all of the maintenance is taken care of. You don't have to worry about all of this stuff. Again, these are things to consider. And I take a look at the numbers and how many senior, the amount of, the volume of senior citizens that are going bankrupt today versus 1999, it's through the roof. Yes, is some of it have to do with medical expenses? Absolutely. But there again, is something that you need to take into consideration. I wrote about this, and I mentioned the movie Cocoon. I remember that movie, 1985, St. Petersburg, Florida. St. Petersburg looks a lot different today, believe it or not, than it does back in 1985, that's for sure. So you got alien life. Makes its way to Earth, and it provides a way for the residents in a retirement home to be rejuvenated and young again. Again, we have relentlessly relentlessly here on this program. Again, you don't have to listen to me. You can change the channel. You might not want to hear it. There's that guy on the radio again telling us the truth that we don't want to hear. We've warned our listeners, our clients, our readers about the impending financial issues in regards to Social Security, pensions, so-called retirement plans. I say so-called retirement plans. These are the things that were put together by lousy financial advisors and schlock brokers out there that didn't take in all of these outside things, unintended issues, black swans, if you will, into account. Now, I can't take Social Security and make it viable. Can't throw it into the pool with the cocoons and make it viable, and all of the pensions that are not doing too well or lousy retirement plans out there. Can't do it. But all of the things that we've been warning you about and talking about, again, you can go to our website at watchdogonwallstreet.com, download our white paper that we did on the retirement crisis. Read it. Read it. Everything that we've been calling and talking about now for decades is coming true. And you need to pay attention to some of these things. We're seeing some interesting things happen. And again, I don't think that this is necessarily a bad thing. I actually think this is good. I do. Seeing a lot of a trend, and we predicted it was going to occur, that many older Americans who've retired from their previous jobs actually returning to the workforce. And man, is there not a better time to do it? I don't know if you saw this past week. I want to talk about how amazing our economy is doing right now. There's a million more job openings right now in the United States than there are people looking for work. The media likes to call this trend unretiring. And of course, there's some good reasons for unretiring, and there are some bad reasons. The good reason, might be bored. Okay? Might be bored. 44% of retirees that are jumping back into the workforce are doing so because they want to. The other 56% are getting back due to their deteriorating finances. The same report estimates that workers' median retirement savings is only $71,000. That's not enough to retire comfortably. Again, not an issue for our clients. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. And again, this is not just geared toward people that are retired or people that are close to being retired. This is for everybody. Be prepared. That's what we do. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with the best in the business, our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Sign up for everything there absolutely free, or give us a call. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today. and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Mike Hewitt here. Help me understand the progressive mindset. They're about advancing refreshing youth, females preferably, and disadvantaged minorities. Yet their two frontrunners are wealthy old white guys, elected politicians with many decades inside the system. How does that work? And the rest of their candidates? I don't understand them either. One calling for $100 trillion in new spending and the other asking for Americans to shape him into the candidate they want. Does America really want Gumby for president? Meanwhile, another progressive candidate rambles on about preventing circumcisions. Am I missing anybody? Seriously, the Americans I know want freedom, opportunity, and the safety and well-being of their families. How does that fit under the umbrella of the far left and their goofy ideas? It shouldn't be about race, gender, net worth, age, or any other such thing. I don't want a president to have a beer with or a president that fills some identity division criteria. I want a qualified American citizen. Isn't that what everybody truly wants? Visit us at MikeHewitt.net and tell us what you think.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Listen, I'm not going to go through the details. I've written about this. We've talked about this a lot here on the program, the various different issues that are out there. We've gone over, and we have helped countless people. If you have a universal life policy, you better give us a call. They are imploding. We've talked about the public health benefit shortfalls that are out there. All the future payments that have been promised to retirees and public workers to cover health care costs. Many of the government entities have not built up the assets to pay for this down the road. And I'm telling you right now, this is geared not to people that are retired right now, but people that are close or are thinking about retiring, getting to that age, and younger people. Pension evaporation. That's happening right now. Doesn't make much news. I have to deal with it. Pensions being cut in various different places around the globe. And it's not just there. It's public pensions as well. It's not just business, private pensions. Be prepared. When you do things the right way, when you look at, look at things as, again, I'm trying to get somewhere, you prepare. You don't know everything that's going to come. You don't, but you know you're able to deal with issues when they pop up. It's like a weight off your shoulder. Financial peace is what we're looking to achieve, and it's different for everyone. We've often times discussed this here on the program, conventional wisdom, and how poisonous it is. And the type of counsel that people are receiving in regards to their finances is godforsaken, awful. Awful. The financial products and gimmicks that they come up with and tell you that there's some, oh, look at this, we've got certain age date funds and this fund and that fund, and oh, it's a set it and forget it type of a situation. Set it and forget it. No, you don't set and forget anything. It's all a product to be sold. What we are and what we do at Markowski Investments, and what we've been talking about here on the program now for a couple decades, it's an idea. It's an idea. It's not a product. I've been approached in the past on many occasions because of our reputation, how long we've been around. Why don't you brand some products? Why don't you have some Markowski investment funds? And you can start your own Markowski investment funds. No, it's not what we do. Not what we do. We build funds, when I think of it as like that, like a fund, around each and every individual. I don't want somebody out there thinking, ooh, okay, they can buy a Markowski investment fund and they're going to be set. No. I don't know you. I need to get to know you and your family. And guess what? Things are going to change throughout our relationship. Stuff is going to happen. You're going to get a better job. You may start another business. I don't know what. But we're going to be there to help you with that. We're not a schlock bro. We're not here to play golf. Okay? That's not what we do. It's everything and anything outside of that conventional crap is what we do. I can't tell you how many times I flip on the damn television, financial advice being given out there. I don't care if it's by a journalist, some schlock broker, whoever it may be, some hedge fund guy, which is the inverse of what is prudent for individuals. You understand, and I've talked about this at great length, and how Wall Street and the entire business press as it's set up, they make more money when people as a whole are brainwashed into some nonsensical culture of buy, sell, and hold, and the top mutual funds for 2019, and the top stocks for 2019. It's dumb. You want to think about it. A lot of these firms out there, they're not so different from drug dealers, from narcotic dealers. They make greater amounts of money when people essentially are doing the wrong thing. And again, we've also talked about at great length here on the program the fact that, well, individuals out there are often their own worst enemy. Our motto here on the program, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Many people take that and they throw it to the wind. Why? Well, greed. Greed. Push people's greed buttons. Paint that picture of all these things that you can get through a shortcut. Greed and materialism. Very, very tempting. For the con artists out there, fear too. You can scare people into doing really dumb things as well. Our goal and what we're trying to do here on the program, week in, week out now, for decades, is try to steer you away from all that. We're here to help. Here to help all week, all the time. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great things available right there at the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Mr. Ambassador, you are recognized for your opening statement. Yield? I will not yield. Mr. Ambassador, you
will
are.
Will yield because you just made some things about all of us that I think we all should get the opportunity to respond to.
I will not yield.
We think you ought to allow us to speak of what
you
we think.
You can use your 5 minutes to speak. You attacked me in your opening statement, and I responded.
I have not had an opportunity to respond at all, especially to your statements of what we think, because no one over here thinks that.
That exchange on Capitol Hill as Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee on Thursday demanded Adam Schiff step down as chairman over the California Democrats' repeated claims to have evidence of the president working with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. More than a million private wells are at risk due to massive flooding across the Midwest. Groundwater in 10 states is threatened by bacteria and industrial contamination that was picked up by floodwaters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing 100 engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. I have, it's officially, I've started the Markowski family silly season. What I mean by silly season, it goes from now, March, all the way till the end of July. Why is it our silly season? Well, we've got three kids that are very much involved in their sport. It happens to be lacrosse. High school season just started. We'll end at the end of July with the finishing up the tournaments and prospect camps and all that other stuff we've got to go to. So I'm running around all over the place. All the time. And I, like I said, because of that, and the fact that we do 18 hours of radio a week, and gee, I have a business to run, I try to be as efficient as I possibly can. I kind of like set up my little work area here. I've got my studio that I have. I actually put in some, actually make myself more efficient. I put some gym equipment in that I bought. Kind of bought bought myself for Christmas there, so I can take a quick break. I can go over there, exercise a little bit, and then get back to work here. Is what we like to do. But while I'm working out, I got a television in there, and I throw on the worldwide leader in business, CNBC. So I'm exercise like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. And I see some guy come on TV, and I forgot his name. They had him on, and he was talking about it. What an exciting time it is for the market. We've got all these new companies that are going to be going public. Yep. The unicorns are making their way out of Silicon Valley, and they're making their way to New York to go public. And listen, I had to hand it to the people on the panel. They actually asked some questions of this, unicorn guy about, well, these companies have been around for a while. Invite investors getting in much, much later? And he was like, yeah, but they're unicorns and it's exciting. It was just bunk. Absolute, total garbage. Really was. I talked last week about Lyft and them going, they're going to be seeking a valuation of $23 billion in their IPO. Uber is going to be kicking off their roadshow, IPO roadshow, I think at the beginning of April. And I'm going to be real curious to take a look at their numbers as well. These are not new companies. They're not new. They're not. Uber's been around for a decade. They're not new companies. You're not getting in at the ground floor. You're not going to be like those people who started out at Microsoft really early when the company first went public, got stock, and are driving around, secretaries driving around in Ferraris and mansions. No! Most of the intense growth, as far as the valuation of these companies are concerned, have already happened. It's already taken place. Now, again, I want to remind everybody, I have yet to see a light at the end of the tunnel with many of these companies. And it's not just I'm picking on the ride-sharing companies. There's a plenty of them out there. Pinterest is going public. Tesla is public, and I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel with that thing either. But I'm giving you a little bit of advice here, okay? The companies have been around for 10 years. They haven't made a dime. They're going to go public, meaning that people that have invested in that company and been invested in that company for 10 years, what do you think they're going to want to do? Do you think they're going to want to continue to hold, or do you think they're going to want out? If the company is so great and so fantastic, let the thing tank and pick it up at a much lower price. Again, Uber, they want to put a valuation at $120 billion, which is insane in the membrane, if you ask me. But what if you're wrong? And I'm wrong. So what? We're dealing with risk here, people. Okay? If you don't see the risk that's involved, I'm sorry. Hey, wait. Let me put it to you this way really quickly. Okay? You've got a shark-infested waters, bull sharks, feeding. And I say, you know, guys, this is shark-infested waters, and their bull sharks were aggressive, and they're feeding. Maybe, you know, you might not want to swim there. Maybe you might not want to swim. And, I'll say, you know what? On the other end, okay, we swim across the water. There's a pot of gold there. And if you swim across, you get the pot of gold. Well, what? If you don't go, you don't go. You don't get the pot of gold. Someone might make it across from time to time. Is it worth the risk? Is it worth the risk? The risk. Gotta take a quick break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This message is brought to you by Centria Autism. Autism spectrum disorder is a behavioral health condition, increasingly common in all our communities. Between 65,000 and 70,000 new children will meet the diagnostic criteria for autism in 2019. Recent studies reveal that approximately 30% of children with autism are not receiving evidence-based behavioral treatment. Dr. Stephen Marin, Chief Medical Officer, Centria Autism.
The treatment of any child with autism should be individualized and holistic, with the goal of helping every child have the best developmental experience possible. By taking a more clinically integrated approach to the care path using applied behavior analysis, or ABA, we can improve a child's communication, living, and behavioral skills.
For more information, visit www.centriaautism.com. That's www.centriaautism.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Did my Shark Tale make sense? My Shark Tale make sense? Let me put it to you this way. Okay? You want to describe the U.S. stock market right now? Old. The average age. The average age of companies listed on American exchanges is 20 years right now. 20 years. That is twice the average back in 1997. Twice. Now, again, I go back to the dot-com era. You can talk about all those companies that went public, that failed left, right, and all over the place. They all didn't. They all didn't. Many of the companies that made it through and were successful. Did I get in at the very bottom? No, I didn't. I talked about that in terms of Amazon. I didn't know which retailer, online retailer, was going to be successful. There were so many of them. But I didn't get in 10 years later. You could have still gotten in at a pretty low valuation. Now, you're paying up. Why? Wait, be patient. I've said this before. People ask, what are the best stock you ever bought? What are some of the best investments you guys have ever made over at Markowski Investments? I'm sorry, I get that question all the time, and I roll my eyes. I do. Actually, some of the best investments that we've ever made at Markowski Investments are the ones that we did not make. Get it? Anyway. Yeah, it's kind of funny. I distracted myself again. Part of our success is knowing what to avoid. You get it? We know what to avoid. Think about that in terms of building portfolios your clients have done it fantastic. What makes you straight? Great stock pickers. We're not great stock pickers. There's no such thing. We just know what to avoid. Got it? Anyway, quickly here. Went long in the last segment. I don't know if you saw it. I know. I got all the Tesla fans out there. I'm sorry. Did you see the Tesla introducing the Model Y? Did you see that car? I'm sorry. Could be me, call me crazy, but is it not pretty much the Model 3 kind of on a lift? It's the same exact car. They're calling it an SUV. It's not an SUV. It looks like a funny-looking matchbox car with extra big tires, for crying out loud. Anyway, whatever floats your boat. It's a plug-in electric car. Yeah, that's great. Anyway, got to take a break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what.
You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Is that line that Gordon Gekko used in Wall Street? Nothing ruins my day more than losses, bud. Well, and people go all in on various different ideas. I've seen it time and time again. You know, I've really seen it happen often is when people work at companies for long periods of time. And, you know, they're fortunate enough that they get stock in the company that they work for. And I granted, some of the positions that they get, they have lockup periods. But you cannot, I don't care how much you love the company you're working for, you better damn well diversify your portfolio. I'll never forget. I don't like doing it, but I'm like raising my voice, practically yelling at people back in the 1990s. People worked at Enron, telling them to listen. You've got to sell your stock. You have to diversify. But I believe in the company. It happens all the time. What about all the people that? The countless people that got stock working for General Electric. It's General Electric. It's the bluest of blue chips. It can't not. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Kind of expect the unexpected. And prepare for it. But it is what we do. And have we missed out on a lot? Did I get in at the ground floor of Google? Of Amazon, of Facebook, many of these companies, Apple in and out of, Apple, they almost went under, for crying out loud, almost didn't make it. Steve Jobs screwed up royally, came back and did some good things, had a second chance. Now, that doesn't happen often. Really doesn't. But again, you do well. You do well by knowing what to avoid. Knowing what to avoid. Not so much knowing what to buy, but knowing what not to buy. What not to put into your portfolio. That makes you stronger. You can avoid a lot of risk that way. And taking heavy losses in a portfolio is just, it can set you back decades. Because again, we're not magicians. I'm not. Your portfolio is down 50%. You got to see 100% to get back to where you were before. Wait, I can't make that happen overnight. That's going to take time. It's going to take work. It's going to take effort, like everything else. Anyway. Again, I saw this story. And I've covered this countless times over the years, and it really kind of, well, really bothers me. And, you know, back in the day, I'd probably be screaming on the radio program over this, but nothing's really changed. The 529 plans and other college plans that are being sold by various different schlock brokers and outfits out there, and how they are putting the people. It's a good tool, but it needs to be handled the right way. And it's being sold by a lot of crooks out there that are putting people's money into very high commission products that they don't need, that have ongoing fees that they shouldn't be paying because of the nature of the investment. It's sad. It really is. It's really sad. But again, I give you Wall Street. They're there to sell you stuff. I'm trying to explain this to people over the years, countless times. People just, they still don't get it. They don't. This is supposed to be, it's a profession. At least I take it as such, and I know that there are others. There are other great financial advisors around the country that handle it as such, but the majority of the country does not. The majority industry doesn't handle it like that. To them, it's a sales job. And ask yourself a question. Would you go see a doctor, just out of curiosity? Would you go see a doctor who had a quota at the end of the month, who had to make good on his quota, how much he billed out over the course of the month? Somebody, you might go and say, hey, doc, man, my back's been killing me. Gives you an x-ray, and rather than tell you, hey, you know what, all you need to do is go see a physical therapist, do some exercises, strengthen that back. Instead, he's got to make his quota and says, let's open you up. Let's start cutting. Got to make that quota. No, he's not going to tell you that. No. Certain jobs, they're not jobs, they're professions, where your clients' interests are supposed to be above your own. How one goes and says, you know, takes some family, hey, we're gonna be putting together some stuff for your kid for his college, but I'm going to bang you out in the highest commission product out there. Got to make that quote at the end of the month. Well, that's what you're dealing with. You don't have to. Again, for the life of me, I don't even know how these brokerage firms and big banks survive. I don't, as far as the money management business is concerned. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe the golf outings are really working and the free umbrellas that they hand out once a year. It boggles my mind when I think about it. Drives me crazy. Anyway, got to take a break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Show us the report, and we can draw our own conclusions.
Those are comments from Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Now, no one has said that the final report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller will not be released to the public, although currently Attorney General Bill Barr is going through and redacting some of the classified information that may be in the report, but the president seems to agree with Speaker of the House Pelosi that the full report should be released to Congress, the White House, and the public. During a House Intelligence Committee hearing, Democrat Adam Schiff, chairman of that committee, rejected claims that he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump presidential campaign in 2016. Texas Republican Congressman Mike Conway says Schiff's past and present actions are deplorable.
We have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're